The Jamaica National Agency for Accreditation, JANAC, an agency of the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, has been carrying out its mission to ensure that Jamaican businesses produce and trade goods and services of consistently high quality. As a signatory of the International Laboratory Accreditation Corporation, ILAC, Mutual Recognition Arrangement, JANAC has managed to establish itself as a leader in accreditation services in the region. The ILAC arrangement supports international trade by promoting international confidence and acceptance of accredited laboratory and inspection results.
It tells the world that JANAC, as an accreditation body, provides equivalent service to the other recognized accreditation bodies around the world. So you don't have to spend additional foreign exchange to bring other accreditation bodies here to do your accreditations. JANAC is here to stay.
JANAC's Chief Executive Officer, Sharon May Shirley. To date, JANAC has awarded accreditation certificates to a number of local labs, including the Scientific Research Council, SRC, in the environmental and food testing fields, the Sugar Industry Research Institute, the JPS Meter Testing Lab, and the Biomedical Lab, just to name a few. Just recently, the Pesticide Research Laboratory, PRL, and the Microbiology Laboratory of the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, the BSJ, were certified to international standards to conduct tests to ensure food safety. The certifications bring to 5 the number of accreditations offered by the 7-year-old JANAC for 2015. PRL, the only pesticide research laboratory in Jamaica, is a part of the University of the West Indies and has been certified to conduct tests for pesticide residue in foods. As a JANAC accredited lab, results from PRL are now accepted globally, facilitating exportation of local and regional products. The BSJ Microbiology Lab has been accredited to test for microorganisms in foods. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says he is pleased with both entities gaining accreditation, noting that it is evidence of the government's commitment to quality and service.
We are particularly pleased that they took the initiative to obtain accreditation from JANAC, owing to the critical services provided in determining the level of pesticide residue in agricultural and environmental samples.
Minister Hilton notes further that accreditation is a critical component of a strengthened National Quality Infrastructure, NQI, which is critical to the development of a logistics-centered economy.
A strengthened NQI means that the products and services developed in Jamaica and tests conducted by our laboratory that are accredited are trusted internationally. It means also that realizing the full benefits of the national export strategy requires the intervention by JANAC.
The industry minister has commended JANAC for the important work it is doing to actively utilize international, regional, and national standards as a criteria for its accreditations. JANAC has a mandate to facilitate trade between Jamaica and its partners by enabling Jamaica's conformity assessment system to meet international standards and the World Trade Organization's agreement on technical barriers to trade. The agency delivers targeted training programs to international quality and accreditation standards aimed at producing well-trained and competent professionals.
I would like to use this opportunity to encourage our manufacturers or exporters to use a laboratory that has been assessed and accredited by JANAC, or to obtain their services to accredit your laboratory. Let us no longer give any country the excuse to turn back our goods from their border because we are not up to the required standards.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. JANAC's main objective as it moves forward is to continue offering world-class accreditation services to local and regional labs with a long-term goal of providing accreditation for inspection and certification bodies. For more information, call 968-7790.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.